Hey, sweetie. Yeah, it's me. I decided to leave you a message since I wouldn't be there when you got home from your business trip. I hope you had a good trip. You're probably wondering why I'm not there and why I've packed up my things. Well, it's a bit of a story, but, I'm sure you want to hear it. So, about 6 months ago, I was looking on your computer. I was trying to find something. I really wasn't trying to snoop. I was just looking for the budget and, I found that, you've been looking at white supremacist I had no idea that you felt that way. And it wasn't like you had one in your search history or something. It was obvious that you'd been there a lot and that you'd been participating in discussions, and I was shocked. Oh, I bet you're wondering why I didn't say anything at the time. Well, I decided that I really wanted to leave an impression on you. And so, honey, for the last 6 months, you know how Becky and I started going to that paint your own pottery class? Yeah, well, that was just a front. Every Thursday night, I'd be going out with Becky. And, well, I've been fucking every black guy I could find. That's right. I was fucking those guys and coming home, letting you fuck me sometimes. And let me tell you what, baby. A lot of those guys, most of them really, had the best fucking dicks. I mean, they really put yours to shame. Haven't you noticed lately? Like, I mean, that I felt looser? I mean, you should notice. My God, I've been stretched as far as I could. I mean, just last week, Becky and I went home with this guy, and it was amazing. He had the biggest cock. He pounded me so hard. And of course, I let him do it bareback. You know why? Because I absolutely wanted to think about this moment. I'm only sad I couldn't see your face right now, knowing that you've had sloppy seconds. After I've had big black cock inside me. I know that makes your skin crawl, doesn't it? That's why I decided I had to pack up and leave before I told you about this. I didn't quite trust you to be, shall we say, level-headed about this. Oh, and one more thing. I may have left some photos tucked into random places and all over the house. Some of them are tucked inside books, in drawers, behind plates. Just so that for the next few months, every time you turn a new page, you're gonna find something to remind you of how your ex-wife couldn't get enough big black cock and didn't tell you about it. Yeah, so you may want to look around for that before you, I don't know, start having people over. I mean, you wouldn't want everyone to know, would you? Well, they might figure it out. After all, our divorce won't be final for a few months, and, well, turns out that, Not only did the guys I've been fucking have nicer dicks than you, and fucked so much better, baby. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. They managed to knock me up where you couldn't. So, everyone's gonna know that I was fucking around on you. With a black guy.